If you had a wagon and two horses, what is the long wood piece between the horses?
Coupling pole.
You have a horse pulling a buggy. Before you hook him up, you have to back him in between the shirts. So a horse is hooked to a wagon. What do you call the barbed wood? The traces are fastened to. Can you think of what you used to call those things? Okay, have you heard of a data tree?
Data tree. Data tree.
Brings back memories, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. So if you had two horses and each one on a single tree, well, you'd want to, let's put them both on the same tree, you have what? It would be what?
Mm-hmm.
All right. If a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you'd say he was doing what? Well, what you think he's doing to that wood?
Hauling it.
Okay. Alright. Suppose there was a log across the road. You say, I tied a rope to this and break it out of the way. You start to do what? If I said, well,
get it out of the road.
Okay, are you drug it?
Drug it out of the road.
Okay. Alright. What do you break the ground with in the spring? You take a what?
Break it up. A double horse plow.
Okay. Alright. After you have plowed, what do you use to break the ground as even finer?
A dish is used to make the clod just finer.
Okay. What is it that the wheels of a wagon fit onto? Sometimes it breaks, the wagon won't go.
Well, of course, though.
Okay. What do you call the S-shaped frame that you made along across the top of it into pieces that are fit into the stove? Do you remember? Do you remember? It's the same thing, shaped like an X. You lay the log in there, and good. Uh-huh. What did you all call that?
Sawbuck
or something like that? Horse? Did you call it a horse?
Yes,
that's horses. Okay. You straighten your hair with the comb and a horse.